That's why it's called
I
The
Call. I
just
realized that was on mute. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know how that happened.
But anyway.
Start that over.
So anyway, we want to welcome you to our call, which we have on the 15th of every month, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And Don and I have been doing this since 09,
010. This is our ninth year.
Wow.
And tonight, so again, I'm Donna Schuller, that's Robert Schuller. This is The Call, which is just a part of the Robert Schuller Ministries, A Church with No Walls. And tonight we have a fabulous guest.
Yes, we always
try to get an interviewed guest because it makes it really interesting. And then, you know, we file it, we upload it, and we file it on our podcast. We'll tell you a little bit about that later. But we have an amazing guest. We're going to introduce her soon. But this is a church service, so we start out with prayer, and then we read the Bible. And, so we're looking forward to having a great evening with you.
So historically, when I was in the Christ Cathedral, we had a guest every single Sunday. We had some of the most amazing guests you could ever possibly imagine. We had sports figures. We had movie stars. We had political figures. I mean, it was just magnificent, the guests we have. And none of them were better than the guests we have today.
Right.
And,
I was wondering where he was going with that.
So it's the reason I bring that up is that's part of being a church is having testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our testimony time where we talk about how God impacts our lives and how we have a relationship with God and how doing certain things brings us closer to God and we are able to feel his touch in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so our guest was really a testimony time. That's why we always had it at the Christ Cathedral. And people, the two things people look forward to is our guests and the morning message. And it's almost like when I was at Rancho Capistrano, I was a pastor in San Juan Capistrano for 20 years, and I did a children's message every Sunday. And people would say, golly, I get more out of the children's message than I do the other message.
So now you do it again at the drive-in church.
So yeah, but we don't have much of a message. Yeah. I just have the kids come forward, and I pat them on the back and say, okay, kids, you can go do your arts and crafts, and they go to their Bible school. Yeah, they go to their Bible school, which is a picnic table outside, and they do a little arts and crafts. So it's really wonderful, and it's an enjoyable experience.
Do you want me to open in prayer? Because you're doing the scripture, right?
Yeah, why don't
what
you
do think?
That? Ready?
Okay. Yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, we worship you. We respect you. We thank you. We thank you for the many blessings that we see all around us. You know, even in the toughest of times, even when people's anxiety might be higher than normal, we know that we serve a great God, and we are convinced that all things work together to those who love God and who are called according to your purpose. Lord, bless our time tonight. May our discussion glorify you. May people just get a little bit of something, maybe a serendipitous message that they need to lift them up and give them hope. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Yeah.
So I want to read a scripture passage today, which I think is appropriate for where we are as a society and where we are today in politically and health-wise, because Don and I are praying for freedom, specifically health freedom. We're praying for political freedom. We're praying for spiritual freedom, for freedom of the churches, freedom of mm-hmm. speech. We're mm-hmm. praying for freedom. And so if you want to join us in that prayer on a regular basis, for us, prayer is more than just a time where we fold our hands and we pray like Donna just did. It's a state of being. It's a state of mind, and it's a constant state of being in the presence of God constantly and in communication with him. So our communications have been freedom. That is my word for 2021, and that encompasses.
There you go. There's Robert's word. We're getting to that later because we're talking about vision.
Oh, really?
Vision tonight. Vision 2021.
So there's no question. Mine is freedom, religious freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of health, freedom of politics, freedom of freedom, spiritual freedom.
Good word.
Freedom, which
good
we
word.
Which we find in Jesus Christ and his power.
Mm-hmm.
And so our scripture today basically takes a look at where our freedom really comes from and how we have an understanding of the power and the presence of God to overcome all barriers that we may face. So I'm reading from Isaiah 58, verses 3 through 12. The people asked, "Why should we fast if the Lord never notices? Why should we go without food if he pays no attention?" Then the Lord said to them, "The truth is that at the same time you fast, you pursue your own interests and oppress your workers. Your fasting makes you violent and you quarrel and fight. Do you think this kind of fasting will make me listen to your prayers? When you fast, you make yourself suffer. You bow your heads low like a blade of grass, and you spread out sackcloth and ashes to lie on. Is that what you call fasting? Do you think I'll be pleased with that? The kind of fasting I want is this. Remove the chains of oppression and the yoke of injustice, and let the oppressed go free. Share your food with the hungry and open your homes to the homeless and poor. Give clothes to those who have nothing to wear, and do not refuse to help your own relatives. Then your favor will shine on you like the morning sun, and your wounds will be quickly healed. I will always be with you and save you. My presence will protect you on every side. When you pray, I will answer you, says the Lord. When you call on me, I will respond, says our God. If you put an end to oppression, to every gesture of contempt, and to every evil word, if you give food to the hungry and satisfy those who are in need, then the darkness around you will turn to the brightest of noon, and I will always guide you and satisfy you with good things. I will keep you strong and well. You will be like a garden that has plenty of water, like a spring of water that never goes dry. Your people will rebuild what has long been in ruins, building again on the old foundations. You will be known as the people who rebuilt the walls, who restored the ruined houses." The word of the Lord for you, for me, for our families, the promise of God to care, to bring us freedom, to break the chains, to set his captives free, to bring health and goodness, to bring freedom spiritually, emotionally, and in every way. Turn to the Lord.
Right.
Trust in him.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time where we can gather together. For this is a day where we can come together in prayer, knowing that as we come to the Lord in prayer, we can come with a heart full of thanksgiving because of what he has promised us today. And so we hold on to that faith and we look forward to that reality, that as we live in the present, this moment, right now, we give thanks to you, O God, for what you are doing. So bring hope, bring peace, bring joy, bring your reality into this world in such a way that we will know that it was you who brought this about. So we thank you, Lord, for walking today in faith with you. We love you, Lord, and we praise your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow. Yeah, that's a great word. Wow. Powerful scripture. So should we
introduce our guest.
Amy. Okay, so this darling person sitting over to Robert's right is Amy Cardiff, and I've known Amy for several years now. I actually met her in a women's group, maybe going on 12 years ago now, 10, 12 years ago, something like that. And she just has such a great energy about her. I was drawn to her immediately, and then we became friends, and she does some things to help us with our digital presence for our Sunday morning drive-in that we have at 10 a.m. every Sunday. For those of you that are local, we meet at Newport Dunes Resort in Newport Beach, 10 a.m. every Sunday. So Amy got involved in helping there. And just,
One little pause there. The picture you see at the top of our Facebook page, that was a picture that was taken on Christmas Eve.
Right.
And the sun was setting.
Amazing.
So,
it's a great picture.
So don't get the impression that we have church service at sunrise.
No.
It was 10 a.m. on Christmas Eve.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So go on.
Yeah. So Amy, most recently, what Amy's been doing is encouraging people. In fact, she has a vision board workshop going on. She started it this last Saturday, and she'll have a final week Saturday on January 23rd. So if those of you, if there's anybody listening that's local, make sure you reach out to me. You can email me at donna@schulerministries.org, and make sure you get in on that, because I believe you still have a couple places.
And both of you are speaking.
We're speaking at this next one.
On relationships, right?
We have some experience. We've been married 36 years. Yeah,
36.
So 36 years. I know, hard to believe. It hasn't all been easy, but mostly easy. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Because we have Jesus in the center. So Amy's doing this vision board workshop, and I have to be on. Well, I'll tell you after I introduce her. Let me introduce her first.
That's
so
a good idea.
Let me tell you a little bit about Amy. Amy is passionate, wait till you hear her talk, passionate about her life mission of inspiring faith and love into action. Growing up in the home of an international televangelist provided the backdrop for her global perspective, a love for Jesus, and also the jading that happens when people wear religious masks. Robert knows something about that. After graduating from Westmont and then getting her MBA, she plunged into the fast-paced life of being a key player in fundraising for politicians in both D.C., Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles. Today, she works in ministry as a chief administrative officer and strategist. She also assists with chaplain duties at the hospital, preaches regularly at conferences, and hosts a podcast on taboo topics in the church. I love that. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of them. But, and that's exactly where we should be talking about these things, not
right.
out on the street somewhere,
Amen.
Right? But what's the force driving her today? It's the same thing that's been her focus her whole life, to love and to serve people, and she does that. Whether it's her poodle, her two amazing kids, or a world of curious seekers of hope and truth, Amy is committed to see people live free and fulfilled and fully alive. That sounds, there's that freedom word, huh?
Yeah.
And no topic is off limits, because our love, life, money, and happiness is hanging in the balance. And I'm so excited to introduce you tonight, Amy, and to talk about why it's important for us, even in times of uncertainty, especially in times of uncertainty, as you explained a week ago Saturday, how important it is to have a vision.
Yeah.
To have a vision and a reason for moving into 2021, which we've done. So just talk a little bit about that.
Well, I just noticed that during the pandemic, my vision board was actually even more important because I got really scared at first. I didn't know what was going to happen, and so I wanted to keep my priorities right in front of me. And so I put mine in front of the potty.
I like that. I love that.
The toilet, and every day I had to look at it, and I came up with a word, and mine was boldness. And I just decided to be bold last year and step out in faith and just not be scared. And so I just got rid of all fear in my life. I just decided I'm not going to be scared no matter what. And this year my word is consecrate. And as Robert said, his word is freedom. Consecrate means to set yourself apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going big and bold as far as setting myself apart. I want to be totally ready for what God has. And I just want
love
to encourage
that.
Other people to do the same. So I'm doing a vision board seminar, mm-hmm. a vision board workshop. I love vision. I think that, you know, it's totally scriptural because it says to write the vision down and make it clear. Most people don't even know what they're going to do tomorrow.
Right.
For the whole year. So I think it's really important to pray and ask God, what's my vision for the year?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to be involved
mm-hmm.
in?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to give to? Who do you want me to be this year? Not just what do you want me to do, but who do you want me to be? So, I'm passionate about that. Very passionate.
That's so cool. And Robert, I mean, I know that's been kind of a mainstay of your ministry for over 40 years is just how important it is, right? Because it's really clear in the Bible that, those who don't have a vision will perish. And
absolutely.
And I like what Robert's dad always used to say. He said, if you're failing to plan, you're
planning
to fail. And it's
so
true. We
it's
can't
so
just be
true.
Tossed around by the waves and the wind. And, you know, this is all biblical. So
yes.
I got to be honest, too, though. When you first came out with, you know, and said you were going to do this vision board workshop, and it was during the holidays, I was really kind of overwhelmed. But I was also feeling like, oh, my gosh. 2020, you hit this on the nail on the head basically on January 9th when you had your first workshop, but you read what I was actually thinking, and that is 2020 was so difficult. How can we even think about 2021 yet? Like, this was the most difficult year. A lot of blessings happened, I will say, but
a lot of blessings. The whole church happened this year.
Yeah,
that was
the whole church. Our
isn't
whole
that
church.
Amazing how God
amazing.
Can bring great things out of disaster?
Exactly.
Really.
Exactly.
And
we had absolutely no intention of ever starting a church.
No.
And when
we have
I realized
an online
that,
church.
There, that all the churches in Orange County were closing, I said, this can't be. Just have a drive-in. Just go out into your parking lot.
I remember.
And start having church.
Yep.
And no one would do it. I couldn't get anyone in Orange County to do that. I called a half a dozen pastors at least.
Wow.
I spent weeks trying to get them to have church service outside, in their cars, in the parking
yep.
lot. No one would listen to me, and as a result, Don and I started one ourselves. I went, I'm going to show them how simple this is. I'll be an example.
Yes.
And we did, and as a result of that, we were the only place people could go to church on Easter Sunday in Orange County.
Yep.
Orange County has a population of 3 million people.
Yep.
And in 3 million people, there was only one place people could go to church on Easter Sunday.
Yep.
I find it absolutely astonishing. I share this with people, and I met somebody a couple weeks ago, said, oh, our church was open on Easter Sunday. I said, really? Where was it? And they were telling me about it, and then they figured out that they actually opened a few weeks after Easter.
In May. Yeah.
In May. And not on Easter Sunday. They were closed. Again, I haven't found another place where people could attend church on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was so excited that you guys were having church because I didn't know what we were going to do. And some churches were going to have Easter again after Easter
right,
happened.
Right.
I already had Easter.
it was done.
Easter. It was great. We did.
And that's how we reconnected.
Yes.
You started coming.
And there was so much momentum going that day. Remember? There were tons of people.
Yes.
I mean, and even for Christmas.
Yeah.
That parking lot was full. That big, I was just telling them, the big
the big
the
screen. Yeah,
and
the screen.
We went out there and had just Christmas Eve
amazing.
Service. It was really fun on
it
the
was.
Back day. Oh,
it
I
was so
it.
Fun. It was one of our best.
This year's been great, actually, for this, hasn't it?
So,
it's revisioned you, don't you think?
Here's
it's re-energized even at our age.
And given you a new vision.
Yeah, totally.
The real Abraham right here.
Yeah, you got it.
What can I say? You know, Moses spent the first 40 years of his life thinking he was somebody. The second 40 years of his life thinking he was nobody. The last 40 years of his life seeing what God could do with a nobody.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
so good.
That is good.
So here we are. It's just seeing what God can do with a couple old people. And just like Moses, he was 80 years old. And so we're just sitting here seeing what God's going to do with a couple old people. And whatever happens, happens. We don't have to prove anything. We're not trying to, we don't have any great accomplishments we have to do. We don't have. We've been there. We've been to the top of the hill. I've had the largest ministry in the world at one time. It was just absolutely amazing and spectacular. But that was then. Now is now. And it doesn't matter. Whatever God wants is what I want.
Yep.
Period. So we're just living one day at a time. We're moving forward. And a vision and a vision board.
Wait, can I just say something?
Yes.
But
yes.
That's the thing about
right.
vision. Is it's always bigger than what you expect.
Always.
Even if you say, oh, no, I'm not going to do it my way, it's always bigger than you expect. Look at this. I mean, this
it's
is an example right here.
Definitely bigger than we expect.
I remember the first meeting we had, and
you were
trying to figure out, oh, should we keep going?
Exactly.
And
yeah,
now
we're
almost a year later, and it's better than ever.
I know.
Well,
this is amazing.
Well, I said I'm going to do this until the church is reopened.
Yeah, exactly.
And the churches haven't reopened. Some of the churches are
open.
Well, most of the churches are not reopened completely. For instance, most of the churches in California still require you to have a reservation. They require you to wear a mask. They require you to have social distancing, and you're not allowed to sing. That's in California. That's where we are today, here. In some churches, there are a few churches which have decided to have said, we're not listening to any of that baloney. We're moving forward. We're opening the doors. John MacArthur, Rob McCoy, and a few other churches have decided to do that, but that's the exception. And until churches are back to normal, we're going to continue to do
Jack
this.
Hibbs.
Yeah.
Jack Hibbs. And at this point, I don't see this going back to normal unless one of two things happen. Because if you've noticed, In case you haven't noticed, they're coming out with new strains of the COVID. That's the big thing on the news. And what's going to happen every year, there's going to be a new strain. So there's only one way for this to end. And that is, number one, we quit testing for COVID. And if you quit testing for COVID, then everyone goes back to the way it was because in the hospitals, they're not testing for COVID. People die of what they've always died of, and the death rate just goes down to nothing. That's number one. Number two, the other way is for us to change the death certificates to the way they were prior to March of 2020, and that is that if the primary cause of death is heart failure, then that is the primary cause of death that they put on the death certificates. And the CDC changed that, and as a result of that, all of the figures that we see about COVID and the death rates are out of whack. So we don't, and which is really bad from a health perspective, because we don't know how many people are dying from heart failure anymore. We don't know how many people are dying from pneumonia anymore. We don't know how many people are Alzheimer's, cancer, everything. Because if they have COVID, they're listing as the primary cause of death COVID, which is throwing everything out of whack. So unless we can go back to that, we're going to continue. And this is and whatever restrictions you're finding in your cities, like in California, we're the worst. I don't know if you knew that or not, but California is the worst in the nation, and it's bad. So I'm just going to continue to have our drive-in church because we've got freedom. Remember my word? It's freedom.
Freedom,
freedom, freedom. We have freedom. You can come in your car. You can, if you're concerned about this virus, you just keep your windows rolled up. You keep your air conditioner on.
Yeah.
You keep a mask on. Doesn't matter. You're perfectly free to come and worship in your car. If you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to wear a mask. You don't need a reservation, nothing. Just come and experience the power of God and the power of God's freedom for you. And that's our message. So,
yeah, go ahead.
I love it. Well, and the first thing for vision is I encourage people to come up with a word, like Robert just did.
Yeah.
And his word is freedom. Donna, I don't remember what your word is.
My word, well, I haven't told you yet.
Oh, you haven't.
What is
it?
My word is love. It's so different than anything I've ever come up with. I've always been very driven. And last year my word was expansion. Weird.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I went from stability, and God put it on my heart the beginning of January. My word was stability for 2020, because Robert and I were just traveling internationally and going back and forth, and we had a church in Mexico, and we had, you know, ministry here, and we had family here, but we had friends, and like I said, ministry in Mexico. I was like, I just need some stability, Lord. Please, can I have stability? But no. The Lord put it on my heart before I wrote it down. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the word literally to expansion. And I wrote, I scratched it out and put expansion. Look what happened this year.
It's amazing. What was your word last year?
Do you remember what it was? You don't even know.
Robert loves to
say it. It might have been.
But I really want to talk about why it's more important than ever for people to have that vision, even if they're feeling discouraged or riddled with anxiety, or maybe, you know, they've lost a job. I mean, why is it? It's even more important now in 2021, right?
I mean, I always use the example, Donna, and you know this. You've heard me say that you don't get into your car without knowing where you're going, right? You don't go into year without knowing where you're going. You set the tone for the year. You set the word for the year. And I just think that's so important. I mean, God tells us to write it down and make it clear, not just write it down, but make it crystal clear, because we have to see it first in our brains to make it happen in the real world, right? So I think, you know.
So what's the next step after we have a word?
After you have a word, then we need to go into each area of your life and start making a priority. So health. Wise, you can go into any area of your life. I mean, I just give you a few, but emotional health, a lot of people want to mentally get themselves, you get ready every day on the outside, but are you ready on the inside?
Right.
You know, and I always live by look good, do good, look good, feel good, do good. Because I think if some people aren't even getting ready in the morning, they're not even getting out of the
bed.
That affects your mental health. That
absolutely.
Really does. I notice a lot of people, I was just reading this morning that a lot of people are having health challenges this year that they didn't have because they're not exercising, they're not getting out.
Because they closed all the gyms.
They closed all the gyms, but like you said Saturday, Donna, you could still get outside. We live in a great place.
You can still
exercise.
Exactly.
Get out, go with your dog. Just do whatever it takes. Get outside in the sunshine. People are scared to even go out anymore. I see people jogging with masks on.
I know.
And so get outside in the sunshine. You can go into your health area, you can go into your mental health, you can go into, you know, what are your spiritual goals this year? Have you set up a reading plan? If you're sick of reading the Bible, pick a different translation. I picked the Passion Translation this year.
So great.
I love the Passion Translation.
I don't know that one. I'm not familiar
with
it.
So, I mean, just sometimes reading it
only about 200 translations.
But some people are very like, I only read the King James.
Oh, yeah. Well, no wonder they get burnt out.
Then they get bored of that translation because they've read it that way so many times. I think it's important to change it up a bit.
So do I.
And don't be scared to switch the translation. And I go through SOAP every morning. I write SOAP is S, the scripture. O is for observation. Make an observation about the scripture you just read. A is for application. Apply it to your life so it makes it relevant today. And then pray about it.
Right.
And that will help with your vision, too.
So important.
So there's many areas of your life where you could, and this is stuff I practice. The other thing I do every Sunday is I write down my bold prayers for the week. And
what do you mean by bold?
Impossible without God.
I like that.
Good ones.
I'm not kidding you. And some of them are little. Like I had a pair of sheets. I know this sounds ridiculous, but a pair of sheets that I wanted that were really expensive. And I just wrote them down and I got them that week. I don't know. I know that's really weird. But I like good sheets. I iron my sheets. I mean, I'm crazy about that. I like the bed a certain way. But I just think you need to write down, whether it be relationships or what you want to happen. I pray for six people, and I believe that God is going to work in those areas. I really do believe God is working miracles. This is a time, you know, that saying that says, did your dad say this maybe? When it gets dark enough, that's when you see the stars?
That doesn't sound familiar, but it sounds good.
I mean, this is a dark time. It's our opportunity.
Right.
You know, you said, well, why do we have to do it now? This is the time to do it. When it gets dark enough, that's when we can see the light.
Well, our ministry is focused on that concept. So one of my books was, when you're down to nothing, God's up to something.
I love that.
And so it's the same thought and the same concept.
I thought that was a great title, by the way. I told him this. I saw him speak at the NRV one time, and he said that title, and I thought, man, that's so good. That's so God-inspired. I love it. When you're down to nothing, God's
up to something.
True.
How does that work?
It works miraculously. In that the power of God, he creates something out of nothing.
He does.
With a word. He just speaks and it comes into being.
He does. Amen.
So we cannot begin to imagine the power in a word. And that's why it's one of the reasons it's so important to have a word.
Yes.
And so yours is consecration.
Yeah.
And explain what that means.
Well, I don't know exactly yet, Robert. I read this book by Mark Batterson called Chase the Lion. Have you heard of that book, Chase the Lion?
No.
But I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. But he had that word in there, and it said to be set apart to God.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. And I thought, that's what I want to donate this year. I want to donate my whole self to be set apart for God's agenda.
I love that.
And that's where I got that word. I love it. And I narrowed my vision board workshop down to four words, which is dream,
right,
focus, pray, and act. Because I think that the first step in dreaming, people forgot how to dream. They forgot that God put those desires in your heart for a reason, right? And they don't let them come up anymore. They just check off to-do list. So I think it's a really important
support.
My friend does a dream exercise where he times you for 2 minutes and you have to write down your dreams for and you cannot lift the pen.
Oh, I love it.
And he says if you can't get at least 10 dreams down on the paper, your toilet is clogged. Because, you know, your soul should be able to dream. When we were little kids, we used to dream all the time. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Exactly.
You know?
We play dress up, and we became who we wanted to be, too, right?
Exactly.
Because the power of suggestion. Like, let's put on our fairy costume. We're going to be a fairy princess when we grow up.
And we felt good about
it.
We felt excited about it.
And we forget that.
And that's what we have to do this year is figure out what makes us excited again.
Well,
I actually wrote down the five things that make me excited. You know, the gift that gives me joy.
Remember?
I'm not going to tell you that.
No.
Everyone has to come up with their own joy.
You have to remind yourself what makes you happy.
Yes. And this dream, my dream board's almost done. One of the things I also like about her workshops is the board is small. It's manageable.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I've done many times this humongous thing. And it's okay, but for me, it's like I'm kind of itchy. It's like TMI. I'm like, oh, God. Oh. So this one, like I put my word love in the middle and then the four areas and different goals I have, my spiritual goals, my physical goals, et cetera, et cetera. Family. I have a picture of all my grandkids in the middle of the board. And things that I want financially. I mean,
and visions, Donna, are different than goals. Goals are something that we have.
Visions, yes.
God's given us vision.
Yes.
And so goals are ours.
Yes.
Visions is something much bigger.
Thank you for reminding
bigger.
Me of that
and
word.
And so that's
very
what
important.
I call it. Not. I have friends that do goal seminars.
Yes.
I wanted to do vision because I believe God has bigger things. Like when he showed Abraham the stars,
Come in. Don't be shy.
He showed him the whole sky.
He showed him not just like a few stars. It was like lit up the whole sky. And I love that. You know, that vision is huge.
It is.
So we have to think bigger. Focus. We go in the direction of our focus, right?
We do.
And it's also taking away the distractions because a lot of people are distracted right now.
So distracted.
So what do you want to take with you in 2021, so what do you want to focus on? What do you want to make a priority in your life? And then the other one is pray because I think that I had to learn the difference between, and probably Robert knows more about this than I do, but I believe that we pray through the day, like you were saying, it's kind of a mindset of prayer today. When he said that, it really hit a bell. But also there's bold prayers where you can, pray in the spirit and really believe for something. And so I started to do that more, with my bold prayer list on Sunday night. Do it when you're in a good state. Write them all down, and you will be. And then put them in a little journal afterwards, and this is what God's done. And now I have pages and pages of things to inspire myself.
That's important to remember what he has already done.
Yes.
That's a good one. And it's
great.
It's great. Okay. Are people ever too old to have a new vision? Are they too old to have a new dream? Is there a place you get to where, I'm just going to sit back and do nothing? I mean, how do you feel about that? Because I do hear people say that, I've accomplished a lot in my life. I don't really have goals. And you're like, you have to have some goals. I mean, if you're, and that has to do with family or like you said, health, but what is, what do you say to people that just say, I spent my whole life you know, setting up goals and setting up vision and having dreams. And I'm good. I'm good, right? You know what I mean?
People are
just good. You're like, no, you're not.
Doesn't that bother you?
It bothers me.
It really,
so I want to know.
I'm a go-getter.
Yeah.
And I don't like to sit still. And I picture myself when I'm 95 and I'm still with red lipstick and with an Nordstrom bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm still going. I'm still playing tennis.
I'm
so excited about life.
Yeah.
And that's the number one thing I've heard from my vision board workshop is that, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm too old. I did that when I was I don't believe it.
No.
I don't believe it. God's always giving you new, exciting things to do, people you get to meet. Even if you just sit at Starbucks, Donna, doesn't he bring good people into your life?
Always.
I mean, I could be standing in the line for the bathroom at some event or whatever,
and
I'll say, I'll start talking, and then I'll send a plane to the person because they told me their whole life story, you know?
Because you're open to that. And I think this is what I think as you were talking, I'm thinking, I know why people say, no, I'm good. And no, I don't want to have any, because it's fear. It's fear. I think a lot of it's fear of failure. That's what I just thought. It just came to me. People are fearful. Like, gosh, if I dream or if I have a vision and I fail, I don't want to fail. I don't want to make a fool of myself, or just literally frozen in fear. Like people that want to start a new business and this
or
all
they're
excuses.
Just tired and they
they're
just
tired
don't want to do it
and uninspired.
Uninspired.
Yeah, uninspired. So I don't like it.
We're gonna get them inspired again on Saturday, January 23rd. Because honestly, I said this the other day when I spoke to the women yesterday. I said I've been to a lot of vision casting / goal setting things. I mean, we used to hang around with like Zig Ziglar and some of the other big names because of Robert Stan and Robert with the big ministry. And this is literally the best thing.
Oh,
no, as far as vision casting goes, it meant so much to me. And what I started saying earlier is true confession. I was like, I just don't know. I'm so exhausted from 2020. And oh my gosh, do I, and then I realized the reason, really.
And then you went and you came back inspired
I think it really came to me in prayer is that I realized the reason I came up with the word love is because I'm so hard on myself. So the first thing, I want to love God.
Donna, that is exactly what he read today, though, is that, you know, when we oppress others, that doesn't please God. Even fasting, all that stuff.
Right.
But, you know, first we have to learn to do it for ourselves.
Exactly.
It's
so
hard to do it for, I can do it for everyone else. It's hard to, you're harder on yourself and you self-talk negatively more to yourself than anybody else.
Totally. So that's why my word is love. Because I realize I have to love myself more. After God, myself. I know.
Yelling.
Two blonde women. And we're not a step in with calm women.
You want a word in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
your turn. And we can take some questions.
Well, yeah, we better take some questions because we're really running out of time. The main thing I want to ask you before we leave is there something that you wanted to share that you haven't had a chance to share yet?
Yeah, that's important.
I want to make sure.
I just want to say that I really think relationships are so important because, honestly, I'm here because of, I mean, I was saved at the Crystal Cathedral. I got saved when I was 12 years old. My parents dropped me off at camp.
So amazing.
Who would have thought that all these years later, during COVID, that
that we're good friends.
And
we hang out.
I know.
It's amazing.
I just think
that
is a miracle. And so all these things that are happening, you got to look for the good.
Absolutely.
Because there are so many good things happening.
There are.
Right
now. There's a lot of good things.
So
I'm going to turn on the questions
and answers. So if we have anybody on the call who wants to ask any questions, you can call in and you can be a part of our conversation.
Yeah,
if you're on Facebook, you need to type it in or dictate it in. And
if we don't get to it, because the writing's really little, Amy's younger, so maybe she can see it. But if you are on the call, remember you have to push star 6 And then you'll enter the queue, and then we can click on you, and you can ask your question. I know people are usually shy.
So,
I told Amy.
Judith said that you want to, she wants us to keep this talk going on
all
night.
Yeah.
Thank you, Judith. We can do it all night.
I know.
Well, we can do it for a long time, but the fact is we put this on our podcast, and we need to keep it down to about 40 minutes.
It's supposed to be a drive time, like a 30-minute drive time.
Where we are now.
That's what we're told.
So we usually keep it under an hour, and so we're going to kind of wrap this up.
Okay.
But thank you very, very much.
Yeah, thank you,
Judith.
And I saw what Janet Jones said up there, because she used to hang out with us at Ranch Capistrano. Remember, she's the one that had the license plate, Think 100.
Yes, that's right.
And Janet, I saw what you wrote before it kind of got scrolled up, and that is Robert used to say, what would you do if you knew you could not fail?
Mm.
And that's great that you remembered that, because that's what we're talking about. People don't want to fail. I mean, nobody wants to fail, because we all beat ourselves up enough anyway. Like you said, Amy, we're the ones that give ourselves the most negative talk. And so if you fail at something, or you think you might fail at something, you're like afraid that you're going to, I don't know, you're afraid you're going to not be so good to yourself. So
the other thing we do, this is like a church service.
Right.
And the other thing we do is we actually collect an offering.
Mm. We do. I like that idea.
Well, why don't you announce the offering then?
Love the offering. I just think you can't outgive God, right, Robert?
Right on.
So
never.
What you sow, you reap. I mean, these are all very scriptural, and this, you're sowing into good ground right here. I just love this church.
Absolutely.
I think so many people are being blessed.
Thank you.
I think it's amazing. So.
Thank you.
So we can't pass an offering plate through Facebook Live or through our telephone. So the way we collect our offering is there's a few different ways you can do it. One way, and it's becoming more and more popular, is to Venmo Robert Schuller Ministries. So if you have a Venmo account, you can just Venmo the money to Robert Schuller Ministries. The other way is the old-fashioned way. You can write a check out, put it in the mail, and mail it to us. And the address is 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California. That's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. And otherwise, you can go
on our website, and that is Dr. Schuller, that's D-R and then S-C-H-U-L-L-E-R.org, drschuller.org, all one word. And that's our website, and you'll see a little box pops up, and it says, I'd like to give. And if you can't remember Dr. Schuller, just remember robertschullerministries.org. They both go to the same place. And the beautiful thing about going to the website is I know that a lot of people are really struggling with particular issues right now, sadness, maybe you're having family problems, loss of a job, loss of a family member, loss of a business, problem with your children, maybe you're struggling with drugs and alcohol. We have tons of writings on there. We have about 300-word essays, what else do we want to call them, blogs, and they're doable, they're readable, it's not a long essay like you have to take 20 minutes to half an hour, but it'll help you. You can go on there, and like I said, you can talk about, you can look up, like, what is it, how do I get help if I'm feeling anxious? So that's one reason you might want to go to drschuller.org. You can give that way, but you can also be blessed and have your cup filled, because, you know, a lot of us are feeling kind of empty and scared and all that. So there's what do you do if you're feeling fearful? What do you do if you're going through a divorce, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to encourage you to go on the website. If you don't do it today, just do it sometime. And then, you know, there's scroll down to blog. That's what it's under.
So with that, we want to say have a great week, the rest of your, or I should say a weekend, and we'll be back here on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and remember that if it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time, we're here live on Facebook and the call, and we just want to let you know that God loves you, and so do we. So let me give you a closing benediction. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord grant you his peace. Lying down and you're rising up, and you're laboring and you're leisure and you're laughter and your tears, until you come to stand before Jesus in that day in which there is no sunset, no dawning. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, everybody. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you so much, Amy. We so enjoyed it. It went by way too fast.
I know, it really did.
We could talk for another hour or two.
Yeah, we could.
So, and if we didn't get to your questions and you wrote something, I will definitely answer them online. And if you have something, Amy, write it in there and I'll contact her. And her name is Amy Cardiff, Cardiff. And you can find her on Facebook as well.
Instagram.
And Instagram. Yep. Okay?
God bless you, everybody.
Thank you. We love you all.
Great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Guys, that goes by so quick. Does it always go by that quick?